I can't. No, it's not that I... It's not that I don't want to. Are you kidding me? Of course I want to. There's no part of me that doesn't. You're smart. You're sexy. You're funny. We would be great together. And this would be perfect. If it wasn't for the fact I have to keep you alive. And if I let myself catch romantic feelings, that makes my job harder. Yes, it does. It doesn't make it easier. Because I won't be thinking rationally when it comes down to it. I'll be thinking with emotion. And sometimes the decisions I have to make aren't good when I have to be making them on emotion. Yes. Of course I do. There's no part of me that doesn't want to. We can't do that. Because one, I made a promise to your father to keep you safe. I know he's not around anymore, but that doesn't mean that promise still matters to me. He was a good man. I couldn't save him. Yes, it haunts me. Are you kidding me? Not a day goes by where I don't think I could have done something differently. And part of me blames myself because I got too close there. Yes, I did. He was more than a client to me. He was almost like a father to me, too. Yes, he was. So my promise to him holds, whether he's living or dead. It holds, and that means I have to keep you safe. I know I've done a good job. I'm going to continue to do a good job. Nothing bad's going to happen to you. I won't let it. But for me to do my job right, I can't. I can't get too close again. Well, this is closer than close. It's unprofessional. Stupid, it's reckless, it's dangerous. No, you can't do this. Of course I want to, stop. Look at me. Yes, one day, yes. 1,000% yes. 1,000,000% yes. Of course, that's all I want. But it can't be now. It just can't be now. When I know you're safe, when I know there's no one else coming for you, on that day we can be together. But right now, the way our relationship has to be, it just can't work. I'm not being difficult, I'm just... No, I'm not. Listen, I'm not the petulant child here. Okay, fair enough. You've come a long way since... You have. I remember when I first was assigned to you, I thought you were the biggest brat in the world. Yes. Oh, I couldn't stand you. I could not stand you. But then I realized it was a facade, a front. It was a cover to keep people away. And it worked. Worked really well. But I saw through it eventually. And then that act disappeared around me. That felt super special because I was one of the few people who got to see behind the curtain to the real you, the you that you sheltered and hid from the world because you were so afraid that they would harm it. You were your own bodyguard for so long. And I'm glad I can be your armor now. But if I'm going to be your armor, you have to let me do my job. And that means I have to make sacrifices for both of us. Yes, for both of us. It's not just for me. It's also for you. Because a future where we're together can only exist if you make it. And the only way that's going to happen is if I can do my job right. which means I can't afford to fall any more in love with you. No, I didn't, not in love, just feelings. You're putting words in my mouth. I didn't say love. I said something else. I said fall into feelings or something. Yes, no. I'm not trying to take anything back. I'm just... Can you just listen to me? Is it enough to know that this is what I want and you just have to trust me and just wait and be patient? I know patience was never something you were good at. I'll add it to the long list. But you just gotta trust me, okay? Trust me for this long, haven't you? I've kept you okay for this long. I want you. I want us. I want this. You just gotta give me time. Time to finish the job. One day this job will be done. The same people who killed your father, they will be brought to justice. Yes, either by my hand or someone else's. But when that day comes, then we can be together. That day will come, though. I promise you.